Today's daf is Bava Basra daf Yud Ches, and we are 8 lines from the top of daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis Itmar. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunu Batzaru Vashivya. So yesterday, Be'ezras Hashem, we began a new perek, second perek in Bava Basra, perek Lo Yachbar, which really is a continuation of the first perek. Now, it's hard to feel the continuation because of all the digressions and all the divrei agada of the first perek. But the topic of the first perek was shutfin, shcheinim, which is very much the topic of the second perek as well. Now, the perek began, lo yachbar adam bar, samach l'bar shel chaver. A person's not allowed to dig a bar close to his friend's bar. V'loy shiach, v'loy ma'ara, v'loy amasamayim, v'loy nevrechas hakoifs. These are all different types of ditches. Again, samuch l'bayrish al chaveiroi, ele im kein hirchik mikoisel chaveirish lo shetvachim. Unless he removes this ditch that he is digging, 3 tvachim from the koisel of his friend's bar. Now, the halacha of the Mishnah is that if a person owns a piece of property side by side with another person, he now wants to dig some form of ditch inside his own property, whether it's a bar, a shiach, a ma'ara, a masamayim, nivreches, koifsim, a tzadashov, a shabahen, is it's some form of a ditch. The halach is he has to be sensitive to how close it is to his friend's bar, meaning his friend on the other side of the fence, so to speak, might have his own bar, and you have to make sure that you distance the bar that you're digging right now a certain shear. What's the shear? It's 3 tfachim from the wall of your friend's bar. Now, yesterday's daf, we saw that the Gemara defined the wall as not a wall that's built on top of the ground, but rather it's the wall of the bar. Meaning, this halacha that you have to make sure that your bar is 3 tfachim removed is not 3 tfachim from the halal, from the actual pit, but rather it's 3 tfachim from the wall of the bar. So the surrounding area of the bar is considered the wall of the bar. More about that in the course of the daf. And you have to make sure that your bar that you're digging right now is going to be at least 3 tfachim removed from that bar. Now, high level, before we even start, this halacha is obviously a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because this is my property, I'm minding my own business, and I'm digging a bar. Why should I not be able to do that? And really, this is the chiddush of Perek Lo Yachbar, that I, in my own reshus, despite the fact that what I'm doing would seemingly be completely innocent, have to be sensitive to how exactly this may be impacting my neighbor. And if me digging a bar in my own reshus may affect my neighbor's bar, that in and of itself might be an issue. Now, before we start today's daf and really get into it, there's one machlokes tanan that we learned together in the end of Masechta Bava Metzia, but really, there the Gemara was just quoting it from Perek Lo Yachbar, that we have to be familiar with. And the makar to that machlokes tanan is a Mishnah on Daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. I think it's good to learn the Mishnah inside. The Mishnah says as follows: Marchikin Eso Ila Min Abar Esrim V'Chomesh Amo. If a person wants to plant a tree, again in his own Rishos, and he has a neighbor that owns a field, and in that field is a bar, so you have to make sure that the tree that you're planting is going to be 25 Amis away from the bar. Tree casts a very, very broad shade, so to speak. The roots have far-reaching tentacles, and as a result, you have to make sure that your tree is going to be at least 25 amas away from the bar, otherwise it's going to damage the bar. In the event that the tree that you're planting is a carob tree, it's a sycamore tree, then you have to distance it even more. Bein milmalo, bein minatzat, says the Mishnah, im abar kadma, in the event that there was a bar, and then you went, and you planted a tree, so the halach is koitzet, you now have to cut your tree down. And now you're saying, no, I'm staying that you're going to be reimbursed. Then Elam Kadan, let's say you planted a tree first and then he went and he dug a bar, lo yakutz, then you don't have to cut it down. Suffix zek kadam, lo yakutz, you don't have to cut it down. Again, there's a lot of information over here. We're just going to extrapolate one machloikis. Rabbi Yossi says, afal pisha habar koydemes li'ilon. Even if your neighbor had a bar and you went and you planted a tree, lo yakutz, you do not have to cut down the tree. And the reason is, shezek choyfer b'toich shaloi, v'zenoiteya b'toich shaloi. Because just like he had a right to dig a bar, you have a right to plant a tree. And as a result, nobody can tell you now to go cut down your tree. In other words, there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, whether or not someone who plants a tree within 25 amis from his friend's bar, does he now have to cut down the tree? Because his tree poses some level of risk, some level of danger to the bar of his neighbor, or does he not have to? According to the Chachamim, he does. According to Rabbi Yossi, he does not. Throughout Shas, the Gemara says that at the core of this machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is ala mazik laharchik es atzmai or ala nizik laharchik es atzmai. If there are two people that just can't seem to live side by side, is it the mazik that has the responsibility to say, well, I'm causing you damage, even though I didn't really do anything wrong, but I'm causing you damage as a result, I'm going to be the one that's going to have to walk away? Or ala nizik, if you don't want to be good damage, so you're the one that has to walk away. The Chachamim hold ala mazik laharchik es atzmai. Therefore, if you plant this tree, you have to cut it down. Rabbi Yosni holds ala nizik laharchik es atzmai. So again, being mindful of that machloikis, we begin today's daf. Itmar. Haba lismoich bitzad hametzar. If somebody decides that he wants to dig a bar, and he wants to dig it close to the meitzar, close to the border of where his field meets his friend's field. Now, the case is very, very, very specifically where the neighbor did not have a bar. Meaning, the neighbor had a field that right now there's nothing on it that would suggest that if I dig a bar very close to your field, I'm going to cause any damage. And just to be clear, this is in sharp contrast to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Lo yachbar adam bar samuch leboiro shel chaveiro." The case that we're about to learn right now is lehedya not that. It's talking about where I want to dig a bar, but it's not samuch leboiro shel chaveiro. Can I do this or can I not do this? Abaye omar soimich. Abaye says you could. V'rava omar ini soimich. Rava says you cannot. Now the Gemara is going to bring two lishoynis. This is classic. How to understand the machlokes Abaye v'Rava, or what the specific background of the machlokes Abaye v'Rava was. So this is version number one. Besada asuy leboiros. In the event that this field that these two people own properties in was a field that was asuyu leboiros, where the derech was to dig ditches. So Rashi says, what would be an example of that? Let's say it was a beis hashlochin. A beis hashlochin is a field that relies on irrigation. As a result, you're always going to be digging canals. So if you're going to be digging canals, so it's understandable that at some point it's going to be asuyu leboiros. In a situation like that, divrei hakol, everybody agrees, ein yisoymech, it's not okay. Why? Because right now, I want to dig a bar very, very close to your property, even though right now there's no bar, but the sod is asuyu leboiros. At some point, there is going to be a bar. Keep pleading. What's the machlokes? Besod she'ena asuyu leboiros. In the event that this field over here is eina asuyu leboiros. What's the question? Abaya, Abaya holds soimich. It's okay. Why the eina asuyu leboiros? What are you worried about? You worried that it's too close to the neighbor's field? There's no bar there. You worried that he may dig a bar? It's eina asuyu leboiros. So as a result, it's okay for me to do this. Rava, anyway, Saimach, Rava says it's not okay to amale because the neighbor could say, kehechi da'atim lach v'chafart. I understand that this field right now is ein asuyu leboiros. But let's be honest, you just dug a bar. No, I'm lach v'chafart. I may decide to dig a bar as well. And I now am going to be impacted as a result of the fact that you dug your bar very close to my property. As a result, it's not going to be okay. So in the first version, in the event the sada was asuyu leboiros, everybody holds ein asaimach. Even though there's no bar there right now. What is the machloikis where it's eina asuya leboiros? Abaye says in that case it's going to be mutter. Rava says even in that case it's going to be asur. So just to say this, according to Rava, it's never going to be mutter for a person to dig a bar samach lemeitzah chaveira, even if there's no bar on the other side. If it's asuya leboiros, it's pashit, it's not okay. And even if it's ein asuya leboiros, it's not going to be okay. Abaye holds where it's ein asuya leboiros. So right now there's no bar and it's ein asuya leboiros. Now, even though it was ein asuyu leboiros and I decided to dig a bar, but that doesn't mean you're going to decide to dig a bar, and as a result, it's going to be okay. Ikedamri, some had a different understanding of the machloikas Abaye v'Rav. Besodesh ein asuyu leboiros, in the event that this field was ein asuyu leboiros, the Rakol Soimich, everybody holds that it's going to be okay. Why? Because if it's ein asuyu leboiros, everybody holds of the svara that right now there's no bar, There's no reason to anticipate there being a bar, so it's okay. Keep pligi. What's the machloik? It's besada ha'asuyu labars. In the event that the sada was asuyu labars. So right now there's no bar, but it's a base hashlochin. So eventually, for sure, there's going to be a bar. I'm a bayah hold soymech. It's still mutter. Why? Because right now there is no bar, and here the Gemara adds a knech and brings in the machloikis Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon that we preface the daf with. And I feel the Rabbanon, and even according to Rabbanon, the Amr Yuhot, Marchikin, that Alamazik Laharchik is Atzmoy, and I can't plant the tree within 25 Amis of your bar. And if I do, we cut it down. But Hassan and Stavka over there, who? That it's a problem. The Be'idna, the Kanata is a bar. Because when you dug the when you planted the tree, the bar was already there. Aval hoch over here, bein of the kachafar, less of the bar. But over here, when I'm digging the bar in my rishus, you don't have a bar yet. And as a result, even though it's nasuyu labaris, even according to the rabbanon that ala mazik laharchik is atzmoy, but there's no mazik over here. And as a result, it's going to be okay. But Rava Amar, Rava says, eino yisoymich, it's not okay. The afilu the Rabbi Yossi, and he said that this is true, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the amaz echayfe b'teich shaloi v'zenoyteh b'teich shaloi, that I'm allowed to plant the tree within 25 amas of your bar. Why? Because ala nizik laharchik is atzmoy, but even according to him, this is going to be a problem. Because hani mili hasam, the only time Rabbi Yossi said as alacha is over there with the tree, the beinu de kanata less nu l'shroshav, the maskilah the bar. Because although when I plant the tree in that mishnah, you have your bar already, but planting a tree in and of itself doesn't cause any damage. What's the damage? As the roots grow and spread, that's when the damage is going to take place. At the moment that I planted, there's no shroshim to be mazik. Aval hoch over here, on Malay, the person on the other side of the field could say, every time you stick a shovel in the ground, you're already weakening my ground, which is going to impact the bar that I may decide to go ahead and dig a little bit later. So being that right now we can see a maisa mazik, so over here says Rava, it's not going to be okay, even Alibi the Rabbi Yossi. So according to the second lishna of the Gemara, if the sada was in asuyu labayris, everybody would hold its mutter. The machloikis is besade hasuyu labayris, even there, Abaya says it's mutter, and even according to the Rabbanon that Alamazak Larchik is Atzmai, it's going to be mutter. It's there and only there that Rava holds that it's going to be Aser. In other words, in the second Lishna, Abaya holds that it's always mutter. If it's in Asuya Labaris, everyone holds it's mutter. Even if it's Asuya Labaris, it's going to be mutter. In the second Lishna, Rava holds that it's Aser Dafka in a case where it's Asuya Labaris, and he holds its aser, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds ala nizik laharchik es atzmoy, because at the end of the day, as you're digging, you're already weakening the ground. So again, we have here a machloikas abaye v'ra, but that's going to be malava us for the first big chunk of the daf. And that is, the Mishnah said, lo yachbar odam bar samach l'bar shal chaver. What about if my neighbor doesn't have a bar, but he might dig a bar in the future, right now, can I go and dig a bar or can I not dig a bar? High level, it's machloikas abaye v'ra. Abaye says you can, right now, not doing anything wrong. Rava says you cannot. Stating that, there's a lot of detail. And really, two lishonos in the Gemara, what the case of the machloikas Abaye v'Rava was. And really, what emerges from the two lishonos is that although Abaye said it's mutter, lav dafki always said it's mutter. And although Rava said it's aser, lav dafki always said it's aser. According to the first lishna, the machloikas of the Gemara is talking about sada she'ena asuya labayris, and dafka in that case, does Abaye say that it's going to be mutter? Because if it's asuya labayris, everybody holds it's going to be aser. According to the second lishna, it's just the opposite. The machlekes is dafka where it's asuya labayris. Even there, Abaye says it's mutter. Because if it's ena asuya labayris, even Rav is going to say that it's going to be mutter. Bottom line, says the Gemara. Tanakh, we learned in our Mishnah, a person is not allowed to dig a bar too close to his friend's bar. Says the Gemara, time it to ik a bar. It sounds like from the Mishnah that the reason lo yachbar, because you're friend already has a bar. Haleka bar, soymech. But if he wouldn't have a bar, it would be mutter. Good dick. The Mishnah tells us the halach of layachbar. But what does it say? Layachbar, adam bar, samuch, lebayre shal chaveret. So the Gemara cheshbins now, how Abaye v'Rava based on both lishonos, would be able to make sense of the Mishnah. So bishlam lahach lishnah da amrit besodesh ein asur lebayis divrei akol soymich. Bishlam according to the lishnah that holds that if it's a sodesh ein asur lebayis, everybody holds it soymich. That was the second lishnah of the Gemara. Nu masusim besodesh ein asur lebayis. The Mishnah where it's mavur that it's only a problem if your neighbor already has a bar, but if he doesn't have a bar, it's not going to be a problem. So we'll be moikim our Mishnah besodesh ein asur lebayis. El lahach lishnah da amrit besodesh ein asur lebayis. Please, according to the lishnah of the Gemara, the first Lishna that said that the Machloikis is even by a Sada She'ene Asu Yilabayris. That's where the Machloikis was. So Bishlam Abaya Nicho, Bishlam according to Abaya, who holds that it's Mutter, then it's very, very good, the Mishnah. Because I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about Bisada She'ene Asu Yilabayris, where Aliba da Abaya, there's no problem to dig a bar too close to the Meitzah, unless there's already a bar, which is what the Mishnah is saying. But if there's no bar, it's going to be okay. But according to Rava, who holds that even by a sadash in asuya labaris, still you're not allowed to dig a bar, that's Rava in the Lishna Kama, Kasha, it's going to be shver. In other words, from the Mishnah, we have a diak that layachbar adam bar samach labaris shal chavera. But if there's no bar, then it's going to be mutter. High level, it's a baya, not rava, right? But the Gemara can't just ask the kasha. It's a raya to a baya, it's a kasha on rava, because we have all the nuance in the machloek is a baya rava. What's the nuance? The two lishonos and the Gemara respectively. So the Gemara cheshbens that bishloima, according to the second lishna, there is a time that even rava's moida, that it's going to be mutter. When is that? Besada she'ena asuya labayris. Okay, so the Mishnah will be talking about it. Besada she'ena asuya labayris. Good dig and a good answer. And I came to. But according to the first Mishnah, Rava holds it's always aser. It's only Abaya that holds its mutter besadish ena asuy labayris. Well, if that's the case, then you can make the Mishnah work according to Abaya. How are you going to make the Mishnah work according to Rava? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rava, Rava's going to tell you, well, Itmar Allah, we already learned on the top of the Amit. That was that Gemara in the end of yesterday's daf that we went through very quickly. That Amar Abaya, and Abaya himself explained, Itam Rav Yehuda, some say it was Rav Yehuda, Mikois no bayro shaninu. That when the Mishnah says that you have to be marche gimel tvachim, it doesn't mean you're marche gimel tfachim from the chalal of the bar. What it means is you marche gimel tfachim from the koisel of the bar. And being that what the Mishnah means is that you marche gimel tfachim from the koisel of the bar, this kasha that you're asking is really not a kasha. In fact, here's the punchline. Rav is going to tell you, I hold that the Mishnah is actually a riot to me and that it's also to dig this bar even if there is no bar that's samuch on the other side of the Meitzah. So what's the raya? The raya is as follows. The raya is because if the first person that digs the bar is allowed to dig a bar because there's no bar on the other side, then really that first bar you'd be able to dig all the way to the Meitzar. And if you were able to dig that bar all the way to the Meitzar, that means that the second person that's now digging the bar in his Rishos is L'chura, not allowed to dig, okay? But when we say that he's not allowed to dig, what we should say is how far away from the halal of the bar he should have to dig. From the fact that the Mishnah said that when the second person digs, he has to be a certain amount removed from the koisel of the bar on the other side, that almost suggests that when the first person dug, he couldn't dig all the way. And as a result, for sure, there had to be a koisel on the side that had to be a little bit of a buffer. Because if he was able to dig all the way, then it's fair to assume that the halal might have been by the Meitzar, Mechatei Sinat. And if that's the case, so really what you should tell me is how far I need to be from the halal. From the fact that the Mishnah didn't tell me how far I have to be from the halal, but the Mishnah told me how far I have to be from the koisel, it's almost implying that even the first guy that dug the bar, he couldn't dig the halal all the way by the Meitzar, but he had to make sure he had a little bit of a koisel. Why do you have to make sure he had a little bit of a koisel? Zok Rav, oh, it's a raya to me. Probably because he too was bound by this halacha of layachbar. But when the first person dug it, there was no one else. By definition, he's the first, right? Oh, must be that if you want to go and you want to dig, even if there isn't something on the other side, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the diuk is very, very subtle. But the point is that from the fact that the Mishnah said that the second person has to be removed, mikoisel chaveiro, is if on the other side of the meitzah, there's for sure not a halal. What there is a koisel. And the question is, how far removed do I need to be now from that koisel? So I say, Meris, there's no way the halal could be all the way at the end, because he too needed to leave a little bit of a buffer, and if he too needed to leave a little bit of a buffer, oh, that's a raya, says the Gemara, fakert, tashitas rova, that even the first person was bound. So again, the Gemara thought that the Mishnah is very mashma like Abaya. Says the Gemara, alapanin, just the opposite. From this dikto kaloshin of layachper adam bar samuch l'koisel chaveiroi, it sounds like for sure there's a koisel on the other side. For sure there's not a chalal on the other side. And if that's the case, that would actually be a raya to rova. Ad kedei kach, we're going to see now, the Gemara is going to bring another lishna of how to tie our Mishnah with the machloikas Abaye v'Rava, and in the other lishna, to the contrary, could be there's even a raya to shitas Rava from the Mishnah, says the Gemara. Ikuda amri, itmer alo, amr Abaye, Abaye said, v'itemer av Yehuda, mikoisel boi rishonin. Then when the Mishnah said, leach beradam boi, samach lo boi roi, shal chaveiroi. What does it mean? Not samach l'cholo boi roi, shal chaveiroi, but rather what it means is samach l'koisel boi roi, shal chaveiroi, says the Gemara. Bishlam, ilach lishad amr besad asuyu lo boi roi, divya kol inoi soimich. Bishlam, according to the lishan that holds, that if it's a sadeo asuyu lo boi roi, everybody holds. We'll say that our Mishnah is talking about a sodeh ha'asuyah l'boiris. Again, we're being medayik now from the fact that the Mishnah said you can't dig your bar samach l'koisol chaveiroi. So that's a raya that the other person wasn't able to dig his bar too close to the meitzar. That's why we're assuming for sure he had a koisol in his rishos. And if that's the case, so you see mefurish shitas rava. So at first glance, high level would be a kasha and abaya. But again, it's not muchach that Abaya always holds its mutter. Could be Abaya sometimes holds its aser. What's a tali in the dula shoynis? And that's what the Gemara is chesmini. So again, bishloim according to the lishna, which is the first lishna, that besad asuy laboris, everybody holds enei soymich, meaning even Abaya sometimes holds enei soymich. No, so the Mishnah will say it's talking about asad asuy laboris, and it's a good diik. You see from the Mishnah that even the first person had to keep a little bit of distance. I, according to Abaya, you could be soymich. No, Abaya only said as halacha besad ash enei asuy laboris. The Mishnah is talking about where's asuy laboris. But according to the second lishna of the Gemara that holds that the machloikis is dafke besod asuy laboyris, aber besodish in asuy laboyris, everybody holds its mutter. If that's the case, according to Abaya, it's always mutter. Besodish in asuy laboyris, everyone holds its mutter, and even besod asuy laboyris, Abaya holds its mutter. So bishlam the Rava nicha bishlam according to Rava, the Mishnah is good. In the Mishnah, it's meduyik that what? In the Mishnah, it's meduyik that even the first person needs to keep a little bit of distance. We'll say hacha b'mayaskinon besod asuy laboyris, where Rava holds that the first person is enoy soymich el Abaya kasha. But according to Abaya, that in all cases the halacha is that you need to keep distance. So the Mishnah, you don't have to keep distance, and the Mishnah is where you do have to keep distance. What's going to be the case? Abaya is going to tell you when I came to Masis and Shabbat Lach B'Vas Achas. The Mishnah is talking about where they both came to dig a bar B'Vas Achas. Meaning, Pasha, you learned the Mishnah, Layach B'Radim Bar Samach L'Bayr Shal Chaveri. Your neighbor had a bar, you're now coming to dig a bar. That's not the Mishnah according to Abaya. The case is where two neighbors, they own fields, side by side. It's one big field, by the way. I own this block and lot, you own that block and lot. And now, we both want to go ahead and we both want to dig. That's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says that I have to keep a distance from your koisel and you have to keep a distance from my koisel. And being that it's talking about where they're both coming, v'vas achas, so it debunks the whole dik. What was the dik? The assumption was that there was a bar, and now another person's going to dig a bar. Now, if there was a bar, so why are we assuming that first bar had a koisel? That person could have dug the bar as close to the meitzer as he wanted to dig it. The teretz is not what's going on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking about where they're both coming to dig with vasachas, and if they're both coming to dig with vasachas, as a result, this won't be an issue. Bottom line, we have a machloikis between Abaya, the Rava, in the event that you have two people that own parts of a field side by side, one of them wants to go and dig a bar, samach l'meitzah shel chaver. Is this something that he's allowed to do, or is this not something that he's allowed to do? Abaya says yes, Rava says not, stating that, depending on the two Lashonis of the Gemara, it's shaykh that even according to Abaya, really it's going to be awesome, and it's shaykh even according to Rava, it's going to be mutter. The Gemara thought that our Mishnah of Layach Baradam Bar Samach Lebayrish Al Chaveri Dafka is the biggest raya in the world. That what? That really, it's only usher if your neighbor has a bar, but if he doesn't have a bar, it's going to be mutter, which high level is Shita Sabaya, but the Gemara knocked it out. In fact, the Gemara even had it sad that maybe high level, this is not a riot to Shita Sabaya, this is a riot to Shita Sravi. Either way, from where we are right now, really until the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to fire away with a whole bunch of Toshmas from our Mishnah, from Brises, from Mishnayos later in the Perek, to try to be Machriya, this Machlekes Abaye V'Rava, and as we'll see, most of the Kashas are going to be Kashas on Rava. Says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you a Raya from Otoisefta, okay, Sela Habobi Odayim. If you have a field, and the field soil is quote-unquote Sela Haba Biyadayim. So what does that even mean? Rashi says, Karka Rach, it means soft Karka, HaMeskatesh Me'elov. So it's soil, it's dirt that's very, very brittle. It's very flimsy. So if you pick it up, mamish, with your hands, you could be kaitish, you can crush it. You don't need a bulldozer to be able to crush it. Okay, so if that is the nature of the dirt of this field, Zeb Choyfe Boire Mikan, Veze Choyfe Boire Mikan. You could dig a bar on your side. You could dig a bar on your side. Okay. Zem marchik shloish netfachim v'sad besed. If you want to go and you want to dig, you would have to distance three tefachim. Not only would you have to distance three tefachim, but besad besed, you would have to seal and coat your bar that you dug with sid. And the other person as well. Zem marchik shloish netfachim v'sad besed. The other person would have to do the same thing. What do you see from here? You see from here, l'chayra, that even the first person needs to distance himself, right? So again, we're talking about two people that own parts of a field. Zechayfer v'zechayfer. Okay, but I have to make sure I'm three tefachim away from your area, and you have to make sure you're three tefachim away from my area. It sounds like even the first person, right? Zechayfer the first person, v'zechayfer the second person. It sounds like both people need to be cognizant of this. Both people need to be sensitive to this. So who's this? Akashon? It's Akashon Abaya. But the Gemara says it's not Akashon because Bobby Odayim Shani. This is different. Here we're talking specifically about Karka Rach, HaMeskatesh Me'elov, and it could be this type of soil is different. Says the Gemara, I mean, it's such an obvious answer. What was even the Havamin of the Gemara? Now just explain. What's so obvious? It's not the Svara that's so obvious. What's so obvious is that this Tosefta is talking about is a unique case, Sela Babi Yadayim. Meaning it's mashma. If it wasn't Sela Babi Yadayim, this wouldn't be the Halacha. Oh, so you're asking Akasha and Abaya from a Braisa that's Mefurish talking about Sela Babi Yadayim, right? Just to bring this out a little bit better in Signon Ashas. Right, sometimes the Gemara will ask Akasha from a Braisa and then make an Oikimta. Okay, you made an Oikimta. The reason I asked the Kash is because I didn't know the Akimta. But here the Akimta is Mefurish in the Braisa. The Braisa is talking about a Sela Hababi Yadayim. So what was the Havamin to ask an Abaya from such a unique case? You knew what Abaya was going to tell you. Sela Hababi Yadayim Shani. So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Because the Gemara thought that Babi Yadayim is Rikhalei. That Lo'ivam the Ikra Aloch of the Toseft is true even if it's not a Sela Hababi Yadayim. Then why did the Braisa talk about a Sela Hababi Yadayim? I'll tell you why. Sogatai Techmina, I would have thought, because keeping the Babi Yadayim, being that this soil, the dirt, is so flimsy, I would have thought that you need even more than Gimel Tvachim. Meaning, it could be La'olam, you always have to be Marchik. But I would have thought that maybe here you need to be Marchik more than Gimel Tvachim, based on the flimsiness of the soil. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. But you want to know what the Karila, Makarila, you want to be Miyashiv, what the Havamina was, that's what the Havamina was. Tashma, I'll ask you another Kasha. Marchikin Asa Gefes, this is going back to our Mishnah. That in the event that you have Gefes, Rashi said in the Mishnah, Gefes is the Psoilus of Zaysen. Ves HaZevel, fertilizer, Ves HaMelech, is salt, Ves HaSid, is slime, the esha, slum, different types of rocks. Mikoisle shel chaver gimel tefachim. You have to remove these things from koisle shel chaver. So again, here we're not talking about digging a bar, and we're not talking about how far it has to be from your neighbor's bar. Here, your neighbor has a good old fashioned wall, and I want to just plop down on the ground. Gefes, zevel, melach, sid, or slum. I have to make sure that it's at least three tefachim away, because otherwise, it's going to cause damage to the wall. Oisad basid. Some have the gears of visad besit. I also have to make sure that the wall is coated. It's like this, it's going to be protected. Now, what's the Gemara's Toshma? Time of the Ikar Koisel. It sounds like the only reason I have to be sensitive, to be marchik all these things from my neighbor is in the event that he has a Koisel. Lekka Koisel. Let's say he wouldn't have a Koisel. Soimich. Then it would be okay. Now, who does this sound like? This sounds like Abaya. Now, the truth is, this is not talking about the same case of Abaye v'Rava. Abaye v'Rava, we're talking about digging ditches next to your friend's ditches. That's not this case. Stating that, the svar of Abaye v'Rava is equally applicable to this case. Why? Because the svar of Abaye v'Rava is that in the event that you had a bar, I would have to be distanced. Okay, so maybe now I already have to go ahead and I have to distance myself. It's the same svar over here. If you had a koisel, I would have to distance. My gefes, zevel, melach, sit and slum. Maybe even though you don't have a koisel, I should have to distance it. Why? Because maybe you're going to go ahead and you're going to build a koisel. Now, from the Mishnah, it sounds like time of the ikka koisel. Halak a koisel, soymech. And if that's the case, it's a riot to Abaye. Now, just to be clear, and this is really going to be true for all the Toshmas and the Toshma that we just learned a moment ago. We had two Lishonis in the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. So really, depending on which Lishna, it could be, let's talk about this Toshma, it's, even Rava in certain instances is going to be Moida that it's Mutter, right? What was the Lishna that held that according to Rava it would be Mutter if it's a Sada She'ena Asuya Lavayis? So really, you could always make an Akimta in the Mishnah, according to that Lishna that the Mishnah is talking about, where you're dealing with a Sada She'ena Asuya, not to dig a bar, because that's not what's going on over here, but it's Ena Asuya to build a Kaisel. So if it's Ena Asuya to build a Kaisel, and Rava holds that I'm allowed to dig a bar besada She'ena Asuya Lavayis, so the Chayra, I should be able to put Gefes next to the Meitzah Shal Chaveira. What am I worried about? I'm worried he might build a Kaisel. Let's make an Akimt that's talking about Asad Hashem Asuya L'Kaisel. So the Rishonim all speak this out throughout the Sugya, and the Rishonim say, Enochinami, the Gemara's Toshma is going according to the Lishna of the Gemara that holds that Rabbah holds its Asar even Besad Hashem Asuya L'Kaisel. If that's the case, he holds its Asar even Besad Hashem Asuya L'Kaisel. If in all cases it's Asar, so Rabbah never holds its Mutter. But Enochinami, if you want, you could always be Daicha according to that one Lishna. But we're trying to make all these Toshmas work according to all the Lishonis of the Gemara. But either way, again, what's the Kasha? Time of the koisel, like a koisel. So I mean, the Marsha says, like, key like a koisel, not me doisach. Well, if there's no koisel, it would be awesome. Fellow, my kamash one. So why do you say anything about a koisel? Meaning, it has nothing to do with distancing from a koisel. What it has to do is distancing from the meitzer. V'horaya, even if there was no koisel, it would be a problem. Hakamash one, the honey koshel, the koisel. The reason we mentioned the koisel is not because you need the physical koisel in order for this halacha to be in effect. Why then did we mention the koisel? We mentioned it to tell us the reason for this halacha. Meaning, the Mishnah would have just said, Marchikin es ha-gefes, ves ha-zevel, ves ha-melech, ves ha-sid, ves ha-slam, from the Meitzer of Chavera. So we would all be walking around wondering, what is Pashu Pshat in this halacha? Like, why can't I have the psoilus of my Zaysim from my Beis Zabad too close to the granites that separates my Sada and my neighbor's Sada? So the Mishnah wanted you to know the reason. So the Mishnah said it's because if there's a koisel, it would damage the koisel. But the distance is not from a proper koisel dafka, because even if there's no koisel in Rava's world, still it's going to be awesome. Toshma, arrive from the next part of the Mishnah. Chikin es hazroim, seeds, ves hamachresho, is the plow, ves meir aglayim, urine, min hakoisel, shloisha tvalkim. Same time, like a koisel. Sounds like the only reason this is a problem is because it's physically a koisel, like a koisel samach. But if there'd be no physical koisel, it would be multimorphous, like ki like a koisel, nami samach, even if there's no koisel, still it would be a problem. Ela, my kamash. So why are you saying anything about a koisel? Same teretz. How come Ashwan the Tunta Koshel a koisel? Trying to tell us the reason all these things are a problem. And the reason all these things are problems is because the lechos of all these things is bad for the koisel. The moisture is bad for the koisel. And that's why we say distance it from a koisel. Again, you could have said it has to be removed from the meitzer, but I wouldn't know why. You want to know why? The reason is koisel. Incidentally, the Rishonim speak out. Now that you know why, does it make a difference? You want to know why, Stan? Because you're curious? Or is there more of a reason why we would have to know why? So the Ritva says there is a reason. Because it could be, even according to the Lishna that holds, that Aliba de Rava, it's always Aser, even Besad she'in Asuya, but if it's in Asuya, Klal, it could be over then, it would be Mutter. So it could be there is actually a Darga, even according to that Lishna, where it would be Mutter, and that's why you have to know the time of the crow. So if you tell me the Stam Halacha, okay, Stam Halacha, Stam Halacha, but if it's related to a Kaisel, oh, Sechav Sechanaf Kamina Halacha. What if it's in Asuya, Livnois Kaisel, Klal, that's where it would play itself out. Toshma, Vesarich. In the event that you have a rechayim, a mill, it has to be gimel, three tvachim min hashechev, meaning you have to make sure that the shechev, that's the bottom part of the rechayim, is going to be three tvachim removed from the meitzar. Shein dalid min harechev, which is four from the rechev. And again, from what? From the koisel by the meitzar. Time it like a koisel. Sounds like it's only a problem if there's a koisel. Like a koisel, samach. Same dik. Marsha's like, ki like a koisel, nami loy samach. Even if there's no koisel, it'll be a problem in the world of Rava. Hello, my kamash malon. Why say anything about a koisel? Kamash malon, the tiraya koshel a koisel. We want you to know that the tiraya, what does the tiraya mean? So it means the shuckling of the rechayim, meaning it creates a little bit of re'idas o'adama. That's the issue over here. And what's it bad for? It's bad for the koisel. So again, now you know that the core of this halach is related to a koisel. Toshma, the next part of the Mishnah said, v'satanur, if you want to have a taner, so it has to be shloisha min akal. You have to make sure the bottom part of the taner is going to be three tefachim removed from the kaisel, which means the top part is going to be four tefachim removed. Again, the top part was inserted one tefach. Time the kaisel. Again, it sounds like the only reason this is true is because it's a kaisel. Like a kaisel, if there's no kaisel, it'd be okay. Even if there's no kaisel, still it would be a problem. So why do you say anything about a kaisel? The reason you can't have a taner too close to your neighbor's property is because of the hevel. The smoke. What's the smoke going to do? It's going to damage the koisel. Oh, now you know it's related to the koisel. Toshma. Lo yiftach adam chanus shel nachtoim. This is a Mishnah daf chaf on the base. A person is not allowed to open up a store shel nachtoim, a bakery. The shel tzabayim, or if you want to be a professional dyer, tachas oitzre shel chaveri, underneath your friend's oitzre. So, you live in the bayis, your friend lives in the aliyah. And then you decide that you want to open up a business inside your house. Now, what's the business going to be? You're going to be a baker. Or you're going to be a tzava. You can't do it if your friend has oitzris. He stores wine or oil or whatever it might be upstairs. And the reason is because bakers and dyers both use ovens. There's a lot of heat. There's a lot of smoke. And inevitably, you're going to damage what your neighbor upstairs has in his oitzer. Another halach is v'lei refes bak. You also can't have a barn too close to your friend's oitzer, because the barn, the reyach, it's going to damage all his things. Now, time of the ikka oitzer. It sounds like if your neighbor, the person living on the top floor, has an oitzer, then you need to be sensitive not to do things too close to the oitzer. Haleka oitzer of it. But it sounds like if he didn't have an oitzer, in that instance, it would actually be mutter. What do you see from here? Abaya, not rav. Again, it's all the same principle. Because if you're going to tell me that once the oitzer is there, I can't do this, so maybe I shouldn't be able to do it now on the anticipation that you may decide later to build an oitzer. You see, that's not a problem. Oh, it's raya to abaya. It's a kashna on Rava. The Gemara says, no, dirashani. Could be this is different. Because over here, we're dealing with a dira. A dira is a place that a person lives. We're more okay limiting a person's rights in his field than we are limiting a person's rights in his living room. And as a result, although Rava holds that we're going to make you distance yourself, even if your neighbor doesn't have, to the point where you can't build a bar too close to the meitzar, where you can't put zevel and gefes and melech and sid and sloim and zroim, and you can't even put a taner, and you can't put your rechayim too close. Yeah, that's because these are all in yonei hishtamshus in the field. But to tell a person you can't use your den in a certain way, why? Because your neighbor might build something on top. So when he builds it, anachinami. But if he didn't build it yet, dirashani. And the Gemara says, dekonami, I'll prove to you that there's something a little bit different over here. The tani Allah, because on that halach, it said, im hoysa refes bakar koidemes la oitzer mutter. It said mefurish that if the refes bakar was there before the oitzer, in that instance, it's going to be mutter. So, what do you see from there? You see that the only place we mentioned that if the refes bakar was there first, it's going to be mutter, is regarding this archaka. Meaning, that Mishnah over there is going behemshech to the first Mishnah Layachbar. First Mishnah Layachbar mentioned a whole bunch of inyanei harchaka, where I have to distance myself. Regarding that one harchaka, refes baser. And by the way, the Rishonim say it's not only refes baser, Tosu speaks it out. Same is true with regards to the nachtoimin and the tzavon. Regards to the things mentioned in the Mishnah, here we speak out that if I came first, it's going to be mutter. It sounds like there I'm allowed to do a lechatchila. and everywhere else I'm not allowed to do a lechatchila, which is a deikanami actually to Rava, and what would be the difference? The difference would be dirishani toshma, another raya from a mishnah later. Layita adam ilan samach l'sadeh chaver. Person is not allowed to plant a tree too close to his friend's field. Elam kein hirchek mimelu dalad amos, unless since four amos removed. So if you want to plant a tree next to your friend's field, you have to distance it four amos. Okay, v'tani alo, we learned to the brayso dalad amos sha'amr. The reason you have to be dalad amos removed is k'day avoy desakeren. So you should have place to be able to work your kerem. Now, we know from Masechtas Kelayim, different sugyos hashas, that the amount of room that a farmer needed to operate his kerem was dalad amos around the kerem. That's just in order for him to be able to do his rounds and in order for him to be able to cultivate his field. Chazal will worry that if you're going to build a plant a tree within dalad amos of your friend's field, what happens if this field is going to be a kerem at some point? Now, it's going to be a tree right there, right? And you're going to have to work it. So you're going to need dalad amos. You're going to end up encroaching on your neighbor's field, and that's not okay. So what we say is leave a dalad amos buffer. But you know what the yisoid of the dalad amos buffer is? It's so that in the event that you need it, dalad amos, to work your kerem. And Rashi says, by the way, other fields also need a dalad amos. Lav dafka kerem. So if you're going to ever need dalad amos, so like this, you won't by mistake inadvertently end up on the wrong side. Says the Gemara, adik time of the mishum kedei avoy desakerem. It sounds like the only reason this is an issue is because of this halach of kedei avoy desakerem. Halav mishum kedei avoy desakerem. But were it not for kedei avoy desakerem, then this is something that wouldn't be a problem. Afal gafte kishrosh in the Kamaski says, Gemara, I don't understand. I mean, the whole theme here is that if you plant a tree, you dig a bar, you start doing all these things, you're going to be damaging. You plant a tree, the shroshim are going to damage, right? You have this halach of not planting a tree within 25 amas of a bar. So you see, a tree does something. So there's no halacha of planting a tree too close to the meitzer of you. Forget about a bar. There's no halacha of me not being able to do it. L'chayre, there should be a problem. So what's the cheshbin? Bishloima, according to Abaya, that I could do whatever I want if you don't have anything on the other side that I'm damaging. Okay, so what's the problem? But according to Rava, you always have to anticipate. So if you always have to anticipate, so the chayre here too, this should be an issue. And by the way, what would you have to anticipate? I don't know, maybe anticipate that he's going to dig a bar. Right, once he digs a bar, I have to be 25 amas removed. It sounds like there's no cheshbon of anticipating what your neighbor is going to do on the other side of the field. That's very good according to Abaya, but it's a kash according to Rava and for the Gemara. We were talking about a very unique case in this Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about where there was a rock that separated the ground. So if you didn't plant a tree, the shroshim are actually not going to be able to bypass the rock, and as a result, it's protected. And that's why the whole question of what you might do later in your field and how my tree might impact that is a moot point. It's neither here nor there because of this sunma that's separating it. The Gemara says, "Dekanami diktani." I'll even prove to you. Because take a look at the mission over there. It says, "How you gather bentayin zeh soymech legeder mikan v'zeh soymech legeder mikan." In the event that there was a fence in between, in that case, you don't have to worry at all. Now, why don't you have to worry at all? Because in the event that there's a fence, so what are you worried? You're worried that I need to have my dalad amos, because if I don't have my dalad amos, I might inevitably encroach into your field. Well, if there's a gedder over there, in that instance, it's not something that you have to worry about. That's why, in the event that there's a gedder, zeh soymech legeder mikan, v'zeh soymech legeder mikan, but the point is that you see that really you would be able to go all the way mamish to the gather. How could that be? No one should really allow you to do that. The teretz is that we're talking about where there's a tsunma, and being that there's a tsunma, it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. In other words, the deikonami is because if you're going to go mamish all the way to the gather, then for sure on some level you're going to be damaging your neighbor's field today. And that nobody holds this mutter, right? So from the fact that you can go all the way to the gather, this has obviously nothing to do with Abaye v'Rava. Abaye v'Rava is talking about a case where right now I'm not causing any damage, but later in the future, you might do something and it'll be a Gloy Milsalam Afreya that I cause you some sort of damage. That can't be what's going on here anyways. Because from the fact that you can go all the way to the Geder, where for sure I'm causing you damage today, must be there's something happening over here. There must be some super Akimta. What's the Akimta? That there's a rock underground. But the Gemara says, that Mishnah has a safe. It says, in the event that, let's say you planted your tree, and then the shroshim of your tree ended up inside the friend's field, so the friend can go and he can whack out the shroshim. He can dig three tvachim into the ground, down, rip out all destruction, because otherwise it's going to get in the way of his plow, and you have no right to get in the way of his plow. What's the kasha? The idem afsik tzunma. If we're making an akimt in that mishnah, it's talking about that there's a rock on the ground. My bo hasam, or Bach's girsa, my bo shroshim hasam. Then why are there roots over there? I thought there's a tzunma over there. So Mar says, how can you come? This is the way you have to read the Mishnah. Mishnah's talking about where there's a tzunma. The safe is, he loved tzunma. Let's say there was no rock. And the shroshim, because nothing was impeding it, ended up in the friend's field. If he wants, he can go rip it out. And how deep can he dig? He could dig as deep as three tvachim. Ta shma, another raya. From a Mishnah, Likamon. Marchikin es ha'ilam en abar, esrim v'chomish amma. You have to distance a tree from an existing bar, 25 amas. Tamadik a bar. It sounds like the only reason this is a problem is in the event that there's already a bar. Like a bar samach. But if there wouldn't be a bar over there, then it would be okay. Oh, it's a rayat abay. It's a kashan ravos. The mar says, like a bar nami loy samach. Really, if there's no bar, it would also be a problem. Oh, kamashmala. You want to know what the chiddush of the Mishnah is? That chav hey amma ozli shroshim umaski labar. The chiddush of the Mishnah is why you have to distance 25 amas. Meaning, I have to distance 25 amas. 25 amas from a place where you might dig a bar. Why did we say from the bar, if it's just 25 amas from any place where you could dig a bar, to know the aside of the 25 amas, the theme of this whole amas. The issue is related to a bar, because up to 25 amas, the shroshim of a tree have the ability to damage a bar. Yihachie bazoi emo seifo. The seifo said, v'm ilam kodam, lo yakutz, in the event that you planted your tree first, and then the neighbor went and he dug a bar, so then you don't have to cut it. Oh, what's the kasha? This is a good kasha. I understand. If you're telling me that you're never allowed to plant the tree, you can't plant the tree if your neighbor has a bar, you can't plant the tree even if your neighbor does not yet have a bar, because he might dig a bar. So in the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah, by the way, we spoke about in the introduction to the Daf. There's a nuance between whether I planted my tree first or planted my tree second. Meaning, what came first? Did the tree come first or did the bar come first? What difference does it make? Even if I planted my tree first, according to Rav, it was Aser. I wasn't allowed to do it anyways. So what difference should it make? So this one, according to Abaya, where I could do whatever I want to do. So if you didn't dig a bar, I can go plant the tree. Okay, very good. That's the difference. If you had the bar, then when I planted the tree, I did something wrong. If you didn't have the bar, I didn't do anything wrong. But according to Rav, I, Mamanav Shach, did something wrong. So what's the answer? And for the Gemara, Mishkach, you have to answer what Rapapa is going to say on Amid Beis. Rapapa, as we'll see, with regards to a different question, is going to make an akimta that a certain Mishnah and Braisa is talking about Balaikeach. So too, over here, Hachanami, we're going to make the akimta that it's talking about Balaikeach. So what was the case of the Balaikeach? The case is where a person owned the field. A huge, 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 huge field. And when he owned the field, he had no neighbors. That's how huge it was. He went and he planted Elon. No problem. I can certainly do that, right? I don't have a neighbor. Then he went and he sold part of his field. Now, all of a sudden, he does have a neighbor. And now, the neighbor's field is within 25 amas of his Elon. Over there, I for sure did nothing wrong. Because even though Rava says I can't be soymich lechatchila, that's if I'm being soymich al koponim to a neighbor. But if I don't have a neighbor, it's for sure good. Meaning, no one ever said I have to anticipate, don't plant a tree in your field because you may sell part of your field. And when you sell it, he may dig a button. Now, that already is a little paranoia, right? So that you don't have to worry about. So says the Gemara, Papa's going to say something similar later. We're going to apply what Rapapa is going to say later here, and that's the way we're going to be me yashiv this. Either way, says the Gemara, Toshma, I'll bring you another raya, and this is from a Mishnah later on Daf Chaf Heyamid Beis. This Mishnah is a little bit of an infamous Mishnah. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way, but this Mishnah mentions the halacha of Chardal, which is a very intimidating sugya in yeshiva. But either way, says the Mishnah, Marchikin es ha-mishra min ha-yarek. A person has to distance mishra. So mishra is a body of water, it's a pool. Rashi says, mayim she-shayim bayis ha-pishra, that was used to soak flax from your friend's vegetables. The reason is, because if you have a pool of water where you soak flax next to vegetables, it could somehow damage the vegetables. As a result, you have to distance it. V'es hakrishin, min habitzalam. You have to distance krishin, which is leek, from your neighbor's onions. Ves hachardel min advayim. Additionally, you have to distance chardel, which are mustard seeds, from devayrim, from bees. Because chardel damages bees. Now, how does chardel damage bees? So Rashi, b'lashon yazal. Sha'ochlen es hachardel. What happens is the bees sometimes will be drawn to the chardel, vu'az, and it's sharp, it's bitter. And it causes a certain bitterness inside their mouth. So what do? They go and end up eating honey. So this is like a super grama. But the bottom line is, the owner of the honey ends up losing his honey. So if I want to go and I want to plop down a mishra, I have to make sure that it's going to be a certain distance away from my neighbor's yarukas. If I want to plant krishin, not too close to an onion patch. And if I want to plant mustard seeds, if my neighbor has bees, I have to be careful, says the Gemara. Time of Dikah, yeah, right? The same Dikah. It sounds like the only reason this is an issue is because your neighbor already had a Yerek, your neighbor already had Betzolin, your neighbor already had Dvarim. Oh, like a Yerek, some of, but let's say there's no Yerek for Chulu, it would be okay. Again, it's a Rayat Abay, it's a Kashan Rav. The Gemara says, like, you like a Yerek, Nami Loisach. It could be even if he didn't have a Yerek, this would not be okay. But how come Ashmalon? Why then did the Mishnah say, Marchikin es HaMishnah Me'a Yerek? Meaning, there's a certain distance you have to have from your friend's field, because he may have a Yerek, he may have a Tnolin, he may have the Vayrim. The answer is, like we're saying up until now, the Hani Kashu Adadi, which is trying to bring out the point that if you have this too close to that, that in and of itself is going to be an issue. But the Gemara has a follow-up question. Take a look at the Seifa. In the Seifa of the Mishnah, there's another Shita, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Baal Plukta in this whole parak. Rabbi Yossi Mater, Bichard. Rabbi Yossi says that although it's true, Marchikin es HaMishra min HaYerek, I agree with that. That's HaKrisha min HaBetzalim, I agree with that too. But I disagree with my obligation to be Marchik Chardol Midvayim. And the reason is, the Bala Chardol could tell the Bala Dvayim, Achata Oymali, Harchik Chardolechom Midvayroi. You're telling me, get your chardel away from my bees. I'm going to come back to you, and I'm going to tell you, harchek dvarcha min chardeloi. I want you to remove your dvarim from my chardel. So boys for oichol, like luge chardeloi, because your dvarim are eating my chardel as well. So Rabbi Yossi, in that mission, let's just meditate on this for a second. He's chaylet with one of the three halachas. He says, I agree, marchiken es hamishra min hayerek, that's hakreishim min habetzalim. And the reason is because the mishra damages the yerek, and the creation damages the basalim. But I don't agree that marchiken es hachardel min Advarim. Because although it's true the chardel damages the dvarim, but for the same price the dvarim also damages the chardel. You see, the mishra damages the yerek, but the yerek doesn't damage the mishra. The creation damages the betzalim, but the betzalim don't damage the creation. Oh, but the chardel, which damages the dvarim, also gets damaged. So basically, Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, I understand that you're causing the mazik to distance himself. I got it. But in this case, who said I'm the mazik? Maybe you're the mazik. I'm the mazik. Why? Because you're telling me harchik chardoloi min dvoiroi. I hold you the mazik. I'm telling you harchik dvorcha min chardoloi. Shabbos v'eichlois l'glugi chardoloi. Now the truth is, if you're holding cheshbon, it's not an easy daf. Rabbi Yossi Shita is ala nizik laharchik as that's my right. We know that from the Hakdama to the daf, from the Mishnah Chafei on the days. So how do you reconcile Rabbi Yossi agreeing with the Reish of the Mishnah? I agree you have to remove the leek. I agree you have to move the Mishra. Why? Because you're a Mazik. Yeah, but I'm minding my own business. I'm in my own Rishos. And isn't Rabbi Yossi Shita ala nizik laharkik as that's my? It's a good kasha. And the Gemara on Amud Beis is in a cheshbin. How do you reconcile this Rabbi Yossi with Shita's Rabbi Yossi? But we're focusing still on the Machlokes Abaye v'Rava. And the Gemara says like this. Davi'i loy samach. Now, if you're going to tell me that the halacha is that a person is not allowed to take his anything too close to his friend's field, then the kasha is, heichi mishkach asla. I don't understand Rabbi Yossi's halacha. Let's see the top Rashi. Ve'iloi somich inish hezek lemetzach averoi, afilu b'she'ein shom davra nizik. If the halacha is that I'm not allowed to put something too close to my friend's metzar, even if there's no davar hanizik, nice lashon from Rashi, ve'isle the Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds, the elu shnei mazikin heim, that side the owner of the davara, and side the owner of the chardel, of both mazikin, say heichim mishkachas le the list my chad minayu bereisha. So how did this whole thing even start? Harei chaver ma'akev olav. The chaver should have been able to stop him lechatchila. Meaning, if you're going to tell me like Rava that I'm not allowed to put any Dovra Mazik next to your Rishos, even if there's no Dovra Nizik right now. So whoever made the first move in this Mishnah for sure should have been wrong. And if that's the case, then how do you even understand Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, from Rabbi Yossi, it sounds like it's a draw, right? Rabbi Yossi says that you want to put Chardol now next to my Devarim. So the person's going to say, who gave you a right to put Chardol next to my Devarim? Oh, the person's going to say, well, who told you you should put, maybe you should be worried and not put Devarim too close to my Chardol. As a result, it's a draw, so everyone could do what... not everyone could do what they do. Whoever made the first move, he was already then on arrival. He was already a problem. So Bishlam, if you're going to tell me, like Abaya, that as long as there's no Chardol on the other side, I can bring my Devarim as close as I want to bring my Devarim. Okay, so he was allowed to bring his Devarim. Now you want to go ahead and you want to make Chardol. The Chachamim, you can't make Chardol. Why not? Because now your Chardol is going to damage his Devarim that he had a right to put there. And Rabbi Yisrael Chaylik, he says at the end of the day, no, I have a right to bring my chardel over here. My chardel is going to damage the Devarim, but your Devarim is also damaging my chardel. But according to Rabbi Lechayu, this whole Indian should be dead on arrival. Says the Gemara, Rapapa said, you know what the case is? The case, and really it's the case of the entire Mishnah, is talking about someone who owned the field and then he went ahead and he sold off a portion of his field. Let's see Rashi again inside. Second Rashi. But look, after this person made a pool inside his field, or he planted chardel seed, he went ahead and he sold half of his field to somebody else. And then the lekeach went, he planted a yerek, or he went ahead and he placed his devarim. The point is, in the case of the Chardol, because that's the Iker case that we're discussing right now, the first person who did his move actually did his move Beheter. In fact, the case is, this is a little bit of a flip from the way the Gemara thought it originally, is where the Chardol was there first, and the case was where a person owned the field, he had no neighbor, he planted Chardol, which he had a right to do, because over here there isn't even a neighbor, like we said in Amad Aleph, so for sure this is going to be okay. And then he sold off part of his field, and then the neighbor went, and the neighbor put the Devarim. And that's where you have the machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim with regards to what Allah is going to be. But again, what was the kasha? The kasha was that first person is for sure in the wrong, because he violated Rav's Allah. It's not true, because when the first person did what he did, everything was okay. But the Gemara says, if we're talking about a lekeach, my time of the Rabbanon. So what's Pshat in the Rabbanon? Meaning if the case is where the person who planted the Chardol planted it in his own field, and by the way, by extension, the person who had the Mishra in his own field, and the person that had the leek in his own field. So now that I sold off part of my field, and you want to go ahead now, and you want to plant onions, you want to have the Devarim, I have to be Marchik myself, meaning I understand there's a concept of Alamazik Laharchik is Atzmai. I understand there's a Shitas Rava that says that don't go too close to your neighbor's field, even if right now the Heft of what you're going to damage doesn't exist, because it may come about in the future. But at the end of the day, if what I did 100% Beheter, so my time with the Rabbanon. And the Gemara says, not just that, my time with the Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Mishra V'Yarkinami, right? Even Rabbi Yossi, meaning this question of my time with the Rabbanon is not only Kash Rabbanon, it's Kash Rabbi Yossi. Because even Rabbi Yossi only argues by the Chardol and the Devarim, because each one is being mazik the other. But as it related to the Mishra and as it related to the Yark over there, he wasn't Chaylik. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina will tell you, Kasavi Rabbanon, the Rabbanon hold, ala mazik laharchik es atzmoy. Look at Rashi, the second to last Rashi on the Yomid. Va'afal pishe mitchila osa bershus. Even if what he did mitchila was 100% bershus, ad kidei kach the Rabbanon hold, ala mazik laharchik es atzmoy. So again, Rav is going to make the Oikimta that the Oikimta is talking about b'loikeach. And despite the fact that it's b'loikeach, still the Chachamim hold of their halacha of ala mazik laharchik es atzmoy. In the Havimim of the Gemara can't understand why that would be the case. Of kamash malon, kasavi Rabbanon, even in that case, Alamazik laharchik es atzmoy, says the Gemara, Bechlad Rabbi Yossi Sofer, it would imply Rabbi Yossi holds al hanizik laharchik es atzmoy, right? Rabbi Yossi is chaylik with this, and Rabbi Yossi seems to hold al hanizik laharchik es atzmoy. Now we know Rabbi Yossi shita in layachber is al hanizik laharchik es atzmoy, but let's forget about that for now. In this machloikis kufa, Rabbi Yossi obviously holds al hanizik laharchik es atzmoy. Now I al hanizik, then afilu mishra v'yarka nami, that even by mishra v'yarka, he should argue as well. Meaning, if Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no problem with the fact that the first person planted the chardel being that it was in his own reshus, and he doesn't hold in that case ala masach l'akrizatzmai, not like the chachamim, and that's why the first person didn't do anything wrong, which is why when there's a stalemate between the bees and the mustard seeds, Rabbi Yossi holds it's like a mai chazis. Well, then why does he not argue with the case of the Mishra and the Yarka? Meaning, by the Mishra and the Yarka, he agrees that Allah Mazak L'Archa Gazatzman. In other words, it's a Maman of Shach. If Rabbi Yossi holds that I agree with the Mishra and the Yarka, then he means he holds Allah Mazak L'Archa Gazatzman, even in this case, like Rashi says, that Mitchilo was also Rishos. Again, then Maman of Shach. So if it's Allah Mazak L'Archa Gazatzman, in the case of the Chardal, he should also hold Allah Mazak L'Archa Gazatzman. Meaning, it's a Maman of Shach at the end of the day. We explained the Chachamim, but say that the Chachamim hold, even though it's like, hey, he did it Rishos, Allah Mazak L'Archa Gazatzman. We also explained, according to Rava, Rabbi Yossi, why the first person didn't do anything wrong, because he did it Rishos. But the Kash is Maman of Shach, that according to Rabbi Yossi, if the first person didn't do anything wrong because all he did was he planted something in his own field and then he sold off a piece of his field, then how come he agrees in the case of the Mishra of the Yarka? I had a Mishra, I had my own thing, then I sold half of my field, now all of a sudden I have to distance myself? If the answer is yes, then in the case of the Chardol, it should be the same thing. You have to say that Rabbi Yossi Be'etzim also holds Ala Mazik. Right? You have to say that he holds Ala Mazik. This is way I understand Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. Tenech Mishra V'yarko Dahani Maskihani V'hani Le'maskihani. Meaning I hold Ala Mazik L'Archa Kesatzma. And being that Ala Mazik L'Archa Kesatzma is just like you. And that's why I understand that even though I did a Prishos and I sold off the property later, still the halacha is I have to distance myself. But I don't agree with you, being that they're both being mazik each other. So over there already I see it differently. Being that they're both being mazik each other. So now the first person, if it was ala mazik laharkit zatzmoy, so he did something wrong. The answer is he didn't do anything wrong. Because at the end of the day, when he planted, he had reshus to plant it. So there was no one that could be meicha. When does the macha go into effect? Now, when all of a sudden there's an issue. Now there's an issue, mechatesi, I'm being mazik you, maybe you're being mazik me. And that is the way, says the Rav Rabban. What's the Rabbanan's response to Rabbi Yossi? Devorim lechardol loy maskile. I agree that the chardol damages the devorim. It's just the machlokes and metzias. The devorim don't damage the chardol. And the reason is Maman of Shach. Ibi binasa, if you're worried about, Rashi says binasa is garen hazera. The seed, loy mishkacha, so the bee's not going to be able to find the seeds. That's not an issue. And ibi tarif, if you're worried about the leaves, hadar pari. The leaves are going to come back, and that's not considered a real damage. But the Gemara says, I have a general problem. Sub Rabbi Yossi, alamazach l'archikas atzmoy. Does Rabbi Yossi hold alamazach l'archikas atzmoy? Right, the simple case. The case of the Mishra, the case of the Yerik. Rabbi Yossi's moid over there. Alamazach l'archikas atzmoy. Rabbi Yossi Shita that we spoke in the Akdam, Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Chaf Hamad Beis says, I could plant a tree, you dig a bar, I'll mind my business, you mind your business, live, let live. Right? Alan Nizik Lahakha Kazatsmoy. So if that's the case, how do you reconcile? Oh, look at Rabbi Yossi Alan Nizik Sphere. You're right. No question in the world, Rabbi Yossi Shita. If you want to know his Shita, if you went to his court and you asked him, what do you hold, Rabbi Yossi? He would tell you, Alan Nizik Lahakha Kazatsmoy. Ula Devrayim Durabanan Kamaluhu. And the whole Rabbi Yossi in this Mishnah, he's not even telling you his Shita. Because his Shita, that's easy, is Alan Nizik Lahakha Kazatsmoy. He's just talking to the Rabbanan. And he's saying, Ula Devrayim, meaning, Lidi, the Alan Nizik Lahakha Kazatsmoy. I don't hold it as whole halacha. I hold Alan Nizik always lie. As long as I'm minding my business, then I can do whatever I want. Even Mishra V'Yarka, you don't have to distance yourself. However, according to you, Damritu, that holds Alamazik, that Alamazik Laharka Kesatzmoy, Satenach Mishra V'Yarka. I understand Mishra V'Yarka because the Bala Mishra and the Bala Alik, he is the Mazik. The Hani Maski Hani, the Hani Loi Maski Hani. Meaning the Bala Halik is being Mazik, the Bala Onions, and not vice versa. Elachardel V'Dvoirim. But as it relates to Chardel V'Dvoirim, Travayu Maski Adodi, they're both being Mazik each other. Rabban and Ron said, no, it's not true. The Chardel damages the Dvoir, the Dvoir doesn't damage the Chardel. Why not? How would the Dvoir damage the Chardel? Dvoirim the Chardel loy maskele. Ibe binos, if you're worried it's going to eat the seed, loy mishkach, it's not going to be able to find the seed. And ibe tarif, you're worried that it's going to eat the leaf, it might. That's true. And that's, by the way, how the the Dvar is going to be damaged by the Chardot. Right, the Dvar is being damaged by the Chardot because it's finding it. If it's not finding it, then why are we even having this conversation? Rashi explained that how does the Chardot damage the Dvar? Because the Dvar eats the Chardot and all of a sudden he has this very spicy feeling and he quickly needs something sweet and he runs to the honey. Okay, so obviously he's going to find something. Now he's not going to find the seed, but he's going to find is the leaf and the leaf is going to regenerate. And because it's going to regenerate, as a result, it's not going to be considered a damage. The bottom line is, we just finished really a daf and a half. Perek LaYachbar, rather intense, and it's for that reason Yikar Yishmoy B'Yisrael, Perek LaYachbar as a difficult perek, befrat, the sugi of Chardel, but really this is just the Aschala. So even though the first daf is intimidating, it was a lot of information, especially being that we learned the daf and a half, but really the sugi of LaYachbar, with some Agadita digressions, believe it or not, is going to really continue through the entire parak. The Mishnah of Chardel is on Daf Ayin Hey, on Daf Chaf Hey. The Mishnah of the Machloek Sobeis and the Chachamim is on Daf Chaf Hey. A lot of the Toshmas that we had are really from sugis that we're going to learn later. So Bezus Hashem, as we develop this more, hopefully it will fall a little bit better into place. But as it relates to Reit, Zatz Moichel, but I just want to go back and speak out one more Ha'ara. That's negaya the end of Perek Hashutfen. If anybody has an objection, let me know. But at the very, very end of Perek Hashutfen, it's actually the last omit, the last line on Daftaz Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara Brought of Brice, Tonu Rabbanu. Shloisha hetiman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Me'ein Olam Haba. The three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a taste of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. And Eluhein, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Avram d'chsiv be'bakol, v'Avram zokim bo b'yom v'Hashem be'erachas Avram bakol, Yitzchak d'chsiv be'mikol, v'yechrad Yitzchak charod g'doy l'ad ma'oid v'yomer, mi eifoy hu atzot tzayid v'yovili, v'oichal mikol, and Yaakov d'chsiv be'kol. Kachno as b'rchosi asher huvoslach, ki chanani elikim v'chi yesh l'choil. Either way, Shloisha hetima makadosh baruch hu ba'olam hazeh me'ein olam haba. Eluhein Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Avram because it says Bakoil, Yitzchak because it says Mikoil, and Yaakov because it says Koil. Tosfos on the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph brings a kasha from the Rashba. Tema the Rashba. This is not the Rashba as in the Rashba, but this is the Rashba as in one of the Bali Tosfos. Amay lo choshev nami Iyov. Why did the Braisa not also mention Iyov? Damrin le'il. The Gemara said earlier on Daft Hez Vav Amid Beis, Va'asoynois Ra'ois Al Yedein, Melambeit Shnetime HaKadosh Baruch Me'ein Olam Haba. The Gemara said that Eve's cattle had miracles where they were able to give birth immediately, etc., etc. But the point is, Eve, in his little universe, was Zaycha to some of the miracles that the Nevi'im prophesied were going to take place in Olam Haba. So Frank Tosfos HaKashna, Shloisha Hetime HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh, Me'ein olam haba, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, what happened to Eve? And Tosfos says, V'yesh lo'im, right? The Eve lo'yhoye elo b'chad milsa. It could be, it's true, Eve got a taste of olam haba and olam hazeh, but it could be it was only with regards to one thing. That one thing. Oh, but Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, nenu me'ein olam haba mikol v'kol. As opposed to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they got me'ein olam haba mikol v'kol, which is obviously a pun. Meaning, it's Yiv Taka had Me'ein Olam Haba, but his Me'ein Olam Haba was only with regards to that one thing that the Gemara talks about. But as it relates to Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, it could be their Me'ein Olam Haba was Mikoil V'Koil, and that's why they're not included in this Braisa. It could be, you could say, another Mahalach to answer Tosfos Kasha, but it requires a little bit of an introduction, and that is, we know the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Chelek, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Loilam Hava, stating that there are many Gemaras in Shas that you find where it would seem that there were different Tanam and Amiram that weren't really sure whether or not they were going to merit a portion in the world to come. Just to mention two. The Gemara Masechet Tzavei Dezor Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it's a classic. Tanu Rabbanu, Kishcholu Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma, where Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma was sick. Halach Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradyan Levakra. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradyan went to be Mevakra Cholo. Amaloi. So when Rabbi Chanina came to Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma, Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma told Rabbi Chanina, Chanina Ochi, my brother Chanina, Iyati Yodea She'um Azum Min HaShemayim Him Lichu. Don't you understand that the Romans have a special Siyata Deshmaya? She'echrives Beisoi V'sorfes Eicholoi V'horges Chasida V'ibda Es Toivav V'adayini Kayem. That this Roman Empire, you see, it's succeeding in an incredible way. Meaning they have a special siyata d'shmai. They're dangerous. V'ani shamati alech, and I heard regarding you, shati yoshev ha'oisek b'toyra, that you're learning Torah, umako kilis b'rabim, not just that, you're teaching Torah b'rabim, v'sefer Torah munach l'cha b'chekecha, and you have a sefer Torah, you're not even trying to hide it, right? You literally have a sefer Torah in your lap. What are you doing? Don't you understand the Romans are a formidable enemy, and they can very easily end your life. I'm Aloy. So I'm Chanina Torah B'Yisim and Kisma. I hear what you're saying, Rebbe. Abim Min Hashemayim Yirachmo. I believe that I'm going to have Siyata D'Shmaya. I'm not worried. I'm Aloy. So B'Yisim and Kisma told him. I'm trying to be reasonable with you. Vato Imali Min Hashemayim Yirachmo. That's not a reasonable response. Tomei Ani. And then he said it would be a chiddush to me. Im Lo Yisrafu Oischo V'Asnefa Torah B'Eish. If the day won't come where they're going to take you and the Sefer Torah and they're going to burn it in a fire. I'm Aloy. Before Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin left, so he turned to his Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, ma ani l'chayo elam haba, tell me, do I have a chelik in the world to come? Amaloy, so he told him, nu, klom ba, maisa liyotcha, did you ever do anything that you think would merit you a portion in the world to come? Amaloy, so he says, yeah, I'll tell you a maisa. Moishol purim, neschalfli b'moishol tzedakah. I was a gabbai tzedakah. In fact, the Gemara in Perek HaShutfin said that who's the epitome of a gabbai tzedakah, right? Don't give money to a gabbai tzedakah unless he's on the level of Chanina ben Tradin. This is the rest of the story. So he said, moishol purim, neschalfli b'moishol tzedakah. I had my own money that I had put away for the Purim Suda, and it got mixed up with my tzedakah money. And I didn't know which was which. V'chilaktim lanim, I took all the money and I gave it to the Arim Lai. Amar Alois, from Yisrael and Kisba, told Reb Chanina, Imkein, oi bazoi, mechelkocho yehi chelki, umigayrocho yehi gayroli. Halavai, I should be zoicha to have a little bit of a chelik of your Olam Haba. Either way, the Gemara continues, which is really not Nogeya for this raid bite. And the Gemara tells the end of the story of Chanina ben Tradin, which of course it was Shkoga sheyotzam mi lifnei hashalat, and everything that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said was going to happen of Chanina ben Tradin actually happened. And Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, of course, goes down as one of the 10 holy martyrs. He goes down as one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. But you have a Gemara over here where Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin was not sure whether or not he was going to have a portion in the world to come. In fact, he asked his Rebbe. He said, "Klum." He said, "Rebbe, ma ani l'chayo elam haba." And what was the Rebbe's response? I don't know. Tell me, did you ever do anything that you think would garner you a chelik in the world to come? Klum ba maisa liyotcha. And he tells him what he did. He says, "Oh, oy bazoi, mechelkecha yehi chelki, umegayrocha yehi gayroli." And the kash is, I don't understand. What happened to Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelik l'olam haba? I'll tell you another Gemara. This is a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Chelik. It's on Daf Tzadik Ches Amar Alf. The Gemara says, Reb Shua ben Levi, Ashkach Leluyo, Davikaimi Apischa de Maros de Reb Shua ben Yechoi. Reb Shua ben Levi once met Leluyo on Novi, and he was standing at the Pesach of the Ma'ara of Reb Shimon ben Yechoi. Amalesi told him, Asino la'alma da'asi, tell me, am I going to be Zoycha to'ilam haba? Amaloi, so he told him, Im yirtza odoin hazeh. So who's the Adon Hazeh? It was at the Pesach of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Sholosh Pamim Bashani Eira, Pnei Zchorcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem. We know that the Zayir HaKadosh says, Man Pnei Adon Hashem, and it's referring to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But in this Gemara, that's not what it means. In Yirtza Adon Hazeh means if the Shechina, the Eibishter, is going to want you to have a Chelik in Olam Haba, so Kumbi, you're going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Rav Yishua Ben Levi was not sure, and he asked Aliyo HaNavi whether he's going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Totally parenthetically, Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi. Where? So he met him at Apischa de Maros de Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He met him in Meiron. He met him mamish by the entranceway, right? We've all been there. He met him by the Pesach of the Ma'ara of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. I saw that Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Sayyam, on this Gemara, he says like this, Ayin brachas daf gimel amir aleph, ba liyo zachar latoif, v'shomer li ala Pesach. Right, the Gemara says, Mais with Rabbi Yossi, he said he once went to a ma'ara to daven, and he said when he walked out, he saw liyo Navi was waiting for him by the door. Shabbos lamed gimel amir beis, osa liyo v'kam apischa de maros. Liyo Navi came, and he was waiting by the Pesach of the ma'ara, where Rabbi Shimon by Yechayr, where Rabbi Shimon was. Medrash mishle perik tes, ba liyo v'amad al Pesach beisai. So Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, he went that he was by the Pesach Beisoy of Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi. He quotes another Ma'armachim from Azayir Chodesh, and then he says, take a look at a Pasuk. Melachim Aleph, it's Perik Yud Tes, it's Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayikit Shmoya Eliyo, Vayolet Pono Vadartoy, Vayetze Vayamoit, Pesach HaMa'ara. Vine Elof Koyel, Vayomer Maluch HaPo Eliyo. So he doesn't explain the Ha'ara, but he says, Ayin Poi, the Ayin Shom, and you're going to find a whole bunch of places. Where is Eliyahu HaNavi? He's by the door. What came to mind is Shvei Chamoscha, right? We open up the door, and we're hoping to see Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi Shtait. Where? He's by the Pesach of the Bayis. He's by the Pesach of the Ma'ari. You have to know the premise of this Inyan. But the bottom line is, this is the Ma'ari Makim. Regardless, Anachamah, we have two Gemaras over here. We're dealing with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, and it sounds like they weren't 100% sure whether or not they're going to have a portion in the world to come. And what's the kasha? The kasha is, what happened to the mission of Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Hab? Right, just to ask the kasha a little bit better. The mission says, "Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Habish." And Emma VaAmich Kulam Tzadikim Loilam Yeshuar. It's Neitzem Matoy Masi Yaday Lispar. Then the mission continues. Right, you have to read the not such fine print. And the mission says, "Ve'elu She'ein Lam Chelik Loilam Haba Ha'Omer Ein Tchias Amesim Minatoy Va'Omer Ein Toy Menashamayim Apikoyres." Rabbi Kiva says, even someone that reads Svarim Achitzoyim Va'Loiches Alamaka Va'Omer. Someone that says Kol Machla Shasadik Ben Sam Liyosam Alecho Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha Ha'Hoyges Hashem Ba'Yisi Yosef. Meaning, there's exceptions to the rule. There's a way for a person to lose his chelik in Olam Haba. But if that's the case, then really the question that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian and Rabbi Shua ben Levi should have had was, did I do any of those things to make me lose my chelik in Olam Haba? Doesn't sound like that's what's going on. They want to know, do I have a schus in Olam Haba? Right, what did Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma tell Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian? Klum bo maisa l'yotcha? Did you ever do anything? See, what he should have said was, well, let's go through the Mishnah Berak chelik. You believe in Tchias HaMesim? Of course. Are you an Apikairis? Chalila. Are you a Hoyges Shem B'Yosi Yosef? Of course not. Are you a Loichesh Acher HaMaka? Avadanit. So that's what he should have said. But that's not what he said. He said, Klumba Maisel Yotchas. I don't understand. Kol Yisrom Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba, unless you fall into one of the exceptions to the rule. Chayr, it's something that's very, very tzarech beer. It could be the pshat is, based on something that I heard from Reb Levi Chomsky, who heard this from Moshe Shimon Shapiro, who heard this from Meir Soloveitchik. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Ches and Hilchas Malachim, says, Kol HaMekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, any person that's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, V'nizer La'Soysam, and he's very careful to observe them, HaReizem B'Chasidei Umay Sa'olam. He's one of the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, V'yesh Lo'i Chelik Lo'olam Abba, and he's going to have a Chelik in Olam Abba. And then the Rambam says, it has to be only in the event that he was mekabel the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach is not just B'nei Hechra Adas because he thinks it's the moral and ethical and decent thing to do. He's doing it because he understands that the Eibishter commanded him. But the Rambam says that even a member of the Umay Sa'olam ki bizoicha to a chelik in Olam Haba. Meaning, Olam Haba is not unique to Yidden. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. But the Rambam says the Umay Sa'olam could have a chelik in Olam Haba as well. Truth is, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in the beginning of Perek Chelik, talks about this, and he actually brings a raya. His raya is from the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelik, because the Mishnah over there says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. And then the Mishnah says, Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelik L'Olam Haba. And then the Mishnah says, Shloisha Malachim, Va'arba Had Yoitos En Lem Chelik L'Olam Haba. There were three kings and four Yoitos that don't have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Who are the three kings? Yeravam Ben Avot, Achav, and Menashe. Who are the four Had Yoitos? Bilam, Doyga Adoimi, Achitoifel, and Geichasi. Fake the Rambam, Bilam wasn't a Yit. Right, the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Haba. The Elu She'enlam Chelik Loilam Haba, Bilam. Bilam was never included in the klal that you have to be mitzing him from the klal. So the Rambam says, you see from here that Yisrael's lav dafka. That even Umay Sa'olam, Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, could be would have a Chelik Loilam Haba as well. I once thought that maybe a raya to the Shittas HaRambam is, the Pasuk says in Parashas Achrimos, Ushmartem Es Chukoisai, Ve'es Mishpatai Asha Yasa Oysam Ha'odam V'chai Bohem, Ani Hashem. So you should do the mitzvahs. Why? V'chai bohem. Rashi says, what does it mean v'chai bohem? Lo'olam haba. Now everybody knows the Gemara of Dazar Daf Gimel and in a bunch of places, Rameh used to say, how do you know that even a Rebbe Kechavim that's Oisik B'Toyra, he's mamish like the Kohen Gadol that comes with Nai B'lof him? Because it says, Ushmartem es chukoysev es mishpata yasha yasa oisam ha'odam v'chai bohem. Kayhanim levim v'yisraelim lo'inemar. What does it say? Ha'odam. It's coming to teach me that even a Rebbe Kechavim that's Oisik B'Toyra is Kohen Gadol ha'nichnas of Nai B'lof him. In other words, the word ha'odam is l'rabbi even a Rebbe Kechavim. Now the way Rashi is mefarish the pasuk that v'chai behem is referring to olam haba, so you see asher yasa oisam ha'adam even an oivik hachavim is v'chai behem as a chelik in olam haba. It's mamish mafurish, I think, that based on the gemara of Idazara daf gimel amad aleph and Rashi's pshat in what v'chai behem means, which by the way the makar is a teres kainim, it's mavur that even a yehudi, even a member of the umay sa'olam, albeit from the chasidei umay sa'olam, is going to have a chelik in olam haba. But the bottom line is everyone knows this Rambam that the chasidei umay sa'olam also will merit a portion in the world to come. Faith Rameir Soloveitchik, that the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, and this is in Perek Yudalit, where the Rambam's talking about a ger shabolis guy, what exactly we tell this ger. And the Rambam goes through the whole list. Says the Rambam, Halacha Gimel. Just like we tell the ger habolis geyer, the punishment that he's going to get if he violates the mitzvahs. We also tell him the schar of mitzvahs. And we tell him that by doing this mitzvahs, he's going to merit a portion in the world to come. And we tell him, heavy day, you should know. Here's the punchline. That olam haba is miyuchad only for the tzaddikim. Vehem, who are the tzaddikim? Yisrael. These are the Yidden. And he says, even though you're going to look around, you're going to see Jews do not have it good in this world, you should know that they have a tremendous Olam Haba that's waiting for them in the next world. We tell the Ger that there's something called Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is something that's for tzaddikim, and it's tzaddikim Yisraelim. The Rambam in Parakhas Hilchas Malachim said that even the Umay Sa'olam, the Hasidei Umay Sa'olam, can have a portion of the world to come. And here the Rambam says that Ger Shabbat is Gair, we tell him about Olam Haba, and we let him know, Hevi Yodei Asher Olam Haba, and it's often Elul it's tzaddikim, Vehein Yisrael. So does Umay Sa'olam have Olam Haba? Do they not have Olam Haba? So Rameyah said, classic, Vaistoy Sidot Tzvei Dinam in Olam Haba. There's two Olam Habas. There's the Olam Haba, which is Meshach Shaychi to the Umay Sa'olam, and there's the Olam Haba that's Miyuchet to the Tzadikim. The Olam Haba that's Meshach Shaychi to the Umay Sa'olam and Achinami. And that's not what we're telling the Ger. But what we're telling the Ger is you should know that you're becoming a Yid. And because you're becoming a Yid, there's a concept of a Tzadik, and a Tzadik can have a very special place in the world to come. Have you idea? Olam Haba, this special Olam Haba in itself and Elul, the Tzadikim. And that level, even the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam can achieve. And that's Vehem Yisrael. That's only something you can come to as a Yid. So we tell them, you know, the Schar, the Oynish, the Mitzvah, the Zaveris. But not just that, now that you're a Yid, you can reach certain Madregas. And those Madregas can get you a Chelik in Olam Haba, a Chelik that you were not Shayich to when you were a member of the Umay Sa'olam. Could you have gotten Olam Haba? Yeah, you could have gotten Olam Haba. Oh, but this Madrega of Olam Haba, this is not something that you would have been Shayich to. The emes is, said Rav Meir, what's the makar to say such a vart? I mean, it's a Rambam. Learning up a Rambam over here. Oh, but the ma'is mitaf habanat makar. So Rav Meir said that it could be the makar is a Gemara Masechtas Brachas Taflam Medalad on the days. Amr Abchiyah Baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha'neviim kulam le'nisnavu elu le'balu tshuva. All the nevuas that you see about Olam Haba, it's the Olam Haba of the Baal Tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim, the Olam Haba of the tzadik gomor, ayin lo yiras le'kim zu l'asecha. That no Navi ever said Navu about, because it's Ayin Loi Rasa. Now the Gemara says that this is at odds with Rabbi Avavol, because Rabbi Avavol said just the opposite. Makam Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim. And if that's the case, it's the opposite. All the Navuas that the Navim said would be with regards to the Tzadikim. But the Bali Tshuva is Ayin Loi Rasa, Lekim Zulu Asecha. Oh, but the bottom line is said, Rameyer, you see there was certain Olam Haba that the Navim were able to see. But then there was the Madrega of Olam Haba that it's Ayin Lo Yirasa Elokim Zul Asecha. Das heißt, es dort zwei Olam Habas. This is the Olam Haba of all the Nevi'im. And then there's the Olam Haba that Ayin Lo Yirasa nobody knows about. He said that's the two Olam Habas that the Rambam's referring to. In Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim, that's Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. Even Bilam could have had a Chelik in that Olam Haba. Chassidei Umay Sa'olam Meshach Shaychi to that Olam Haba. But there's another Olam Haba that's Tzofen La Tzadikim. It's so Tzofen that Ayin Lo Yirasa. And that's something that's only Shaykh to the Yid. It's that other Olam Haba that the Gemara is referring to in Masechtas Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. It could be it was Pashut Rabbi Chinin Ben Tradian. And Rabbi Yosef Ben Kisra Chinin Ben Tradian is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik in Olam Haba. Reb Shua ben Levi, Ma Nila Chayel, Olam Haba, Vadi's going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. It could be that whole noisei over there is the tzaddik in Olam Haba. It's this other Olam Haba. Am I going to have a chelik in that? That's already a whole different discussion. And that's the shakta v'taya that's going on in these Gemaras. But nachsel in Yoneinu. The Gemara said, "Shloisha timin Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Olam Hazeh me'Olam Ein Olam Haba." Elu hey, Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Frey Tosis, what about Eiv? Yesh Shloimar. We had a big machlokes who Eiv was. One man d'Amar said, more than one man d'Amar, that Eiv was mechasidei umay sa'olam. That Eiv was a big tzaddik. He was very righteous, but he was a righteous Gentile. He was from the chasidei umay sa'olam. It's true that the Eibushter was matim to Eiv me'Ein Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. But which Olam Haba did Eiv get? He got his Olam Haba. The Olam Haba of Dumei Sa'olam. The Olam Haba of the Rambam and Perek Ches and Ilchas Melachim. And that he taka got. This brisa that says, Shloisha Timon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Hazeh Me'Olam Haba, could be it's referring to the Olam Habav Ayin Leiros. It's the Rambam of, it's the Olam Habav of the Rambam of Perek Yudal Hilchos Yisurei. It's the Olam Habav that Sofen LeTzadikim and only Sofen LeTzadikim. That only Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov got. I have also got me an Olam Habav. Yeah, he got me an Olam, his own Habav. And his Olam Habav was what? The Olam Habav of the Chassin Deyum Mois Olam. And he talking got me. It was beautiful. The Asoinis, right? His field was knocking. You know what the Olam Habav of Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov was? Taka don't know. It's Ayin Leirasa. But it could be his Olam Habas and Andres Ot Olam Habas. The Yishloim at the time of this Braisa. That says Shloisha Timin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazem Olam Haba holds that Iyav was Mechasidei Umayis Olam. And Leir Ameis Olav Eichik Zerei. The Chassidei Umayis Olam, although they have an Olam Habas, it's an Andres Ot Olam Habas. So it could be this Braisa is talking about the Tzadikin's Olam Haba. And if that's the case, it's Miyushiv Kemin Chaymer Kushyas Taisus.